USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
India has seen its deadliest day since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, recording nearly 4,200 deaths on Saturday. As a second wave of infections continues to sweep through the country, India is still averaging about 400,000 new infections and more than 3,500 deaths daily. Now there are worries that the variant of the virus being partially blamed for fueling that surge could take hold in the United States. But Andy Slavitt says there's reason to be confident in the available vaccine's ability to control that strain. The White House's senior advisor for the COVID response tells CNN that he's expecting data in the near future to show the vaccine's ability to protect against this new variant.
It looks like we're going to get very good levels of protection from our current vaccines. I think we'll see that confirmed over the coming week. But Americans should expect that if they're not vaccinated, they're going to be more exposed. If they are vaccinated, I think they can look at these variants, and there's going to be very good levels of protection so far.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
On the heels of a worse-than-expected jobs report for April, many are looking for answers as to why the job market's recovery stalled. The economy added 266,000 jobs last month, nearly 700,000 fewer than projected. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has blamed extended federal unemployment benefits as the culprit, saying people are making the financial decision to stay home and get paid. Senator Mike Rounds agrees with that sentiment. The South Dakota Republican tells Fox News that there are businesses in his state trying to find workers.
Well, we've got a lot of businesses here in South Dakota that literally they're looking for people to go to work. We're 2.9% unemployment right now. Our state is open for business. We need those folks to be able to come back to work again. When you add $300 per week on top of the regular state unemployment benefits, it means that a lot of those folks are just making the decision that it would be better if I just simply didn't go back to work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the nation's largest fuel pipeline operators has temporarily shut down a major pipeline following a cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline says they took certain systems offline, temporarily halting all pipeline operations after a ransomware attack began Friday night. Colonial's pipelines supply fuel to much of the U.S.'s East Coast, carrying more than 2.5 million barrels of fuel a day from refineries on the Gulf Coast to states in the East and South. Senator Roger Blackburn says federal authorities will move quickly with their investigation. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that she feels investigators will try to ensure a similar attack doesn't happen again.
I do feel that federal authorities will push forward quickly to get to the bottom of this. And one of the things we know is finding out what is the genesis of these attacks is something they're going to have to do more quickly.
And the star of some of the most iconic rock music videos of the 1980s has died. Wendy King reports.
The actress who starred in Bachelor Party has passed away. Tani Katane, who married Whitesnake's lead singer David Coverdale, was famously on their videos. She also appeared in Seinfeld as Jerry's girlfriend in The Nose Job and co-hosted America's Funniest People in the 90s. She was married to baseball player Chuck Finley and was charged with domestic abuse for allegedly kicking him in the face with her high heels. Katane died at her home in Newport Beach, California, at the age of 59. The cause of death has not been determined. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.